Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'd like to try your Wu-Tang style. Let's begin then.
It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber job, Daniel.
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip hop cancer? I'm to go to go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. It feels like I'm fasting.
Yeah.
So
let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett. It would never come back.
Open my show, you better do it the right way. Acknowledge me.
Yo, no launching, man, no launching. I'm in super villain status right now, but it's like, yo, I need to drop some gospel on ya. You see me? You know what I mean? BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot on 920. Street Madness Radio, International Fleet Radio. Y'all know what it is. Repping for you, hip-hop show. You see me? Grab body beat. Acknowledge me. Say it to me. Artists, y'all know how to do this. Mike.36@gmail.com. MIKEDOD36@gmail.com. No trap. No mumbo rap. Don't be a tragedy. Don't be a tragedy like Ja Rule. Yup, said it. You know what I mean? He tries to do the UK tour over here. Days away from performing. I know my people are gonna go see him. But then something happened. And the UK government was like, no, you can't come in. And 50 Cent is rolling. You know what I mean? The back and forth between them two is crazy. I do not know why they're not fighting at WrestleMania. I do not know. You know what I mean? That should be at least at night one. But that's okay. You know what I mean? Yo, the 80 generations are coming back on the show later on. That's in the next, what, say, 40 minutes. So on that note, we don't talk. You're not on a team set already. Let's do this shit!
Number one power mixer, the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition in the mix.
I'm in God mode. This is greatness on a different level.
I can't call it. We live through a period I can only call historic. Conspiracy or not, government plot. It was a worldwide quarantine. And if you managed to stay alive, you learned how to survive. Time stood still and the days got slow and everything. I stayed in the crib with my wife and threw things was out of order. We made a beautiful goal. Tragedy became a blessing. And yeah, some days was depressing. But in hindsight, I used the time to get my mind right and got focused. And I swore this wouldn't break me, only make me stronger. When the sun came out, I tossed my mask. I forgot what you looked like. I missed a beautiful smile and said a prayer for all the souls that's lost. And maybe this was a warning from a higher power for us to show love to mankind and the fought over really don't matter. Family and health, that's the greatest of wealth. I hope you use the time to try to heal yourself and understand every day's a blessing. No second guessing, no stressing, loving and caressing. Today's lesson, yeah.
Put your fucking hands in the air. It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
I survive the hereafter forever after whatever.
I can't call it.
pressure is needed if you're trying to make a diamond. So adversity got me shining while I'm climbing over obstacles. Only through the struggle is the better me. Possible is logical, but many try to skip this process. Perfection not the aim, I just focus on the progress. Take the first step, then another one. Patience is needed, but that's the main ingredient some be running from. Instant gratification is the main goal, but comfort and ease can lead to sickness of the soul. It's all about balance, gotta challenge yourself to find the treasure deep within. If you looking for wealth, if you looking for help, I'll be the man to lend a hand. Move for the spirit so you understand the plan, to recognize the truth and your purpose. Answer to these questions can only be found beneath the surface.
Presenting for the Reppin' Hip Hop Show. Big up my brethren, Grant Body P, Annie D, and Boss Lady. And the Barge American Fessor, Reppin' Hip Hop Show. You see it? Boom.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Rock the world.
I told my nigga Benny, you give a nigga like me the opportunity, you already know I'ma take it, you heard? I told myself that I'd become a millionaire when I was in the second grade. Refused to be a retrograde. They said that it was hard to see my vision, they was pepper sprayed. We hit the jeweler, let the new chain dance. My niggas feeling like the Wu-Tang Clan. You see the ghost face up on a Royce's ODB. So stay calm, master killer microphone. What I'm spitting is napalm. Took a shot at you, God, my delivery stay strong. Need the method, I'm the one that can chef it like Raekwon, nigga. Witnessing this type of sight and it's scary. You selling your soul for Instagram likes and a mirror.
Before we initiate
the hit, guarantee that you fall tonight. Spray the Draco wall in his face like Charleston White, nigga. Sunny weather, got my shades on. Nigga saying welcome back, had to get my mates on. Bitch, I found my calling in a booth, that's a payphone. All the way.
Bring that shit back, though.
They lying and they rapping songs, feeling like graduation, they get their capping on. They scrutinize, so they watch the kid like a chaperone. Your bitch up in his new Mercedes, give a massive dome. I press the button, she gon' blow it like a saxophone. They always tell me keep my enemies close. The ones you breaking bread with, it come and hit you with toast. Give you the scope, you staring at the Grim Reaper. Cause Rico killed Mitch, and if you a bitch, well, Tasha killed Keith. Posted in Brooklyn with the Wu like I was Jizza and RZA. Get sent and delivered, they labeled me the pick of the litter. Introduce me as the goat of this shit, cause I'm VNX. From Buffalo to Jersey, my nigga is BSF.
Fuck rap, I'm high in Method Man. Cook it like Raekwon and I could charge you for the Method Man. I only rap cause the flow great. Shit, I'd rather get birds on the arm like Ghostface. My mama told me you God in the physical. That was around the time when RZA was Bobby Digital. Designer all drippy in the coast furry. But I'm still on welfare like old dirty. Heard the brain was genius and the whole curvy. But I won't inspect the deck cause the whole dirty. It's got them 400 in that true blue. My other gang, yeah. BSF, we the new hood.
Reputation, not speaking on speculation. Saying BSF is next, that ain't even a conversation. I'm surgical, I leave niggas needing an operation. I hit the butcher shop, now we feeding the population. Bruce Soprano, strike more chords than two pianos. Supplying that Fuego bass for that Luciano. Salute my capos, only moving with true hermanos. Island bitches stripping inside of the new condo. These rappers know what's up, plus they phony as fuck. Trust ass who be fucking shit up. It's only us, yo, 100 cities, no hold up. Blow the bus, Johnny B took the caddy, so we rolled in the truck. I put family on the arm for y'all, I'm charging higher figures. Beating pads in the G-Class, bumping sky's the limit. A lava hitter, you won't find a nigga. I wrote this thought in a Porsche that I bought when I signed the RZA.
You recognize this technique?
Huh? Five elements.
You remember. Hey!
The Wu-Tang DJ.
Let him light up the square.
Billie Jean in the air, kept it 100, like an Air Force bear. If they don't give me the chair, I clown them all, boy, this shit is unfair. Behind closed doors, I'm still gonna be forever aware. Let them label me a backpack rapper, turn to a school shooter. All they top five get hit, unless they cool tutors. I took a chance like Monopoly, now who's stopping me? I'm watching out for all the weird vibes and the animosity. Just holding on to God's hand, the well on dry land. Fuck they time span, in my season, I won't die bland. Cause in a way, my whole lane is free, like I-10. It's like I spend every day in the chokey, I'm locked in. My grandma's house is my sanctuary, I can't get carried. Fruit was hanging low when we play on cherry. The angel dust we serving could taint the fairy. We stayed in dairy, raised with bad culinary. We was taught to make it barely, yeah. Cocaine sticking to your gums like tables. If you don't like the shit, then you can leave like basil. His back got batteries, we jump them like cables. The fans on scope, so fiends peeling off the labels. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. I don't really wanna hear your problems. Shit, nigga, if you don't like it, go and get a job. They hiring dummies on the block. Story is, the niggas you call close, the ones to plot. Ayy, life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop. Ayy, stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop. Ayy,
my CDE calls come from the top. The one I speak directly to is top. New rappers trying legends for the notch. And every has-been's interviews are watched. Listen, Rayvon, be clear of your peers. Cause in a couple years it'd be musical chairs. We done seen niggas panic and show us they tears. Reminiscing over hits but the money ain't there. Truth or dare, still get it for 18, I swear. Reasonable doubt and all my thoughts are cashmere. The paper cut the tips of my fingers like cashiers. I tell you stunt dummies, you welcome to crash here.
Cocaine sticking to your gums like tables. If you don't like the shit then you can leave like basil. His back got batteries, we jump them like cables. The fans on scope so fiends peeling off the labels. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. I don't really wanna hear your problems. I don't really wanna hear that shit, nigga. If you don't like it, go and get a job. They hiring dummies on the block. Story is, the niggas you call close, the ones to plot. Ayy, life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop. Ayy, stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop. Ayy, I'm from LA County, a strange place, cocaine base. They know who I am without name play, no gameplay. Locked up, my bro got the same case and I blame fate. The enemies get stomped to no features, like a blank face. He got no air like a king without a son. Caught my cousin with the pills, said he going on a run. And the time that they gon' give him, he might never see the sun. No, the time that they gon' give him, he might never see a son. That's the one. Got 100 shots of vodka in my piss. Growing up, it's realizing Debo was a bitch. You know the code. Nintendo niggas bet not ever switch, but he told. For his family, we don't want any of that shit, nigga. Cocaine sticking to your guns like paper. If you don't like the shit, then you can leave like basil. His back got batteries, we jump him like cable. The fans on scope, so fiends peeling off the label. And dummies on the block. Story is, the niggas you call close, the ones to plot. Ayy, life a roller coaster and your bitch gon' get a drop. Ayy, stingy with my pennies and a bitch can't get a drop. Ayy.
My DJ, you got me all the way turned up.
I bend gravity, you think it's bizarre. You never do, you on travel, the Mercury on have you. Yeah, would I offend you? If I friend you, then we friend too.
We la sangre, pull it up a place again. Hey, la sangre muy caliente. Adios mio, pull it up, pull up, people.
That motherfucking juice is good as hell, nigga. That juice is good as hell. I need a few cases of that shit, my goddamn self. Bless.
You think it's bizarre, you never do. You on travel, the Mercury on have you. Yeah, would I offend you? If I offend you, bring your friend too. Three moons with Neptune, this world is not home. Weather, would I offend you? If I offend you, bring your friend too. Three moons with Neptune, this world is not home. That's right, It's
Suevo 3000, spaceship feet down, a new cool Kiki. I like African girls and cool Ethi. Hit light straight from smoke, we float and we can sink into space if you ain't got nowhere to go. See, I'm linked with the universe, crowns, gold rings, castles float. Where you think cash is for a second coming? Gold asteroid for its homecoming. I'm the moon child, ray in the stars when two galaxies mix slow. That's how you make a wave guard, a death over stars, a fallen comrade. Swim the ocean across nebula. Swave Lord and Knife Guard. I bend gravity, you think it's bizarre. You never build yarn, travel the merger on, have you? That's why, yeah, would I offend you? If I offend you, bring your friend too. Three moons, let's Neptune. This world is not home. Yeah, would I offend you? If I friend you, bring your friend too. Three moves, it's Neptune, this world is not home. That's right. Fly things, some niggas buy rings, if I ain't love. A chandelier couldn't silhouette the supernova. You fragment the light of your star, you chase the meteor. And I know how far, cause I clockwork the cosmo holes. They bring it back quick, intergalactic. I was born with time, writing this rhyme. Sound lights and patterns, attracting the matter. The edge of your world, you never explored past it. Sitting on chrome mass, apes on Mars, we sell solar planets. The blue hydrogen packets, girls got advantages. They born out of oblivion, don't fall for that twinkling star. She'll get you off, vanish out of impulse, and sparkle and fizzle. You'll be a riddle. I bend gravity, you think it's bizarre. You never build yarn, travel the mercury on hat. But would I offend you? If I friend you, bring your friend too. Three moons, let's Neptune. This world is not home. Yeah, would I offend you? If I friend you, bring your friend too. Three moons, let's Neptune. This world is not home. The mothership lab, infinite, luminous, elevated. It look like champagne in a glass. Globes look like cities from the black hole views. Oceans look like she squirted on the window with a space coupe. Things considered under starry nights, collider visits. Bundle laughter, high sex on the shuttle platter. Chasing me to climb on top, she running ladders. Roof of the mother craft, she tore crash. You see the ship fly itself, we don't crash. Boom. I bend gravity, you think it's bizarre. You never build yarn, travel the mercury on hazard. But would I offend you? If I friend you, bring your friend too. Three moons, it's Neptune, this world is not home.
What's up, this is Taya, and you are listening to Rap Before You, the number uno hip hop show with Grand Body P. Please stay tuned as more music is coming your way.
Wu-Tang Coalition.
O-A-T.
Deep in my soul, and I was hoping we would see eternity. So maybe we could just be. Always thinking that you know a thing or two. But I ain't never going back.
Say ho, get attention, so going crazy. My head hazy, yeah. Thinking of all the ways that you played me. Yo. Then somehow fell on me. Okay. So I said to dad, you would check that. I was the one that you need. Yeah, yeah. I was the one that would die for you. Ride for you till the wheels gone.
Wheels gone.
And you still went out and did me wrong. Then I let that moment go. And I released it on the song. She get off and moved on. We can't be drunk in the present. About our future, I'm dropping everything just to seduce you with a common future.
Common future.
It's funny how the vibes do you.
Zero, get the gun. Anybody not giving a five for the junior fool.
Tell me, baby, why you gotta go there? Always bringing up my fat, and I don't wanna go there. Cause you don't know me like you say you do. Always thinking that you know a thing.
What's up, everybody? It's your favorite girl boss, Angel LA.
It's your girl, KK.
It's the lovely Jazzy J.
Your favorite female DJ, DJ Ness.
Yo, you already know what's poppin'. It's your girl, Nick For Real.
And we are Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B.
You're listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show, hosted by Grandbody T and Oni D.
Ooh Wee.
I'm back.
Rock Wallace. Eric Sermon. Pepper. We taking it back, yeah, way back, block party, back in time, Mark Jam, y'all know what I'm talking about, Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You're now rocking to the sounds of S&P. Back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop. Show us the money, we pulling up in the new drop.
I am the longest reigning women's champion of this modern era. And you know what else? I didn't have to do it 14 times, so put some respect on my name.
Rock Waller, Eric Sermon, Salt and Pepper. Taking it back, yeah, way back, block party, back in time, Mark Jam, y'all know what I'm talking about,
Everybody!
Relax your mind, set your conscience free, you're now rocking to the sounds of S&P, back to the party, back to the fever, back to the rooftop, showstopper money, we pulling up in the new drop, doing the dougie to the bar for a few shots, world going up again, parties on every block, taking it back and you know we ready, summertime, hot night, sounds of the city, no more lockdown, throw the confetti, time for flex, yeah I'm Betty, dance, bounce, roller skate, and please grow up, y'all too old to hate. I control my fate, cut my own check, yeah, I control my pay. Back to the party.
Come on, nice and listen though. Kino!
Is in order. Take you back to the days when the Latin Quarter used to pop off, the whole city was lit. Don P filled my glass, not crisp. The DJ's only spinning the hot shit. S&P still continue to drop hits. Ladies say ow, fellas say ho. Now we're here,
2024.
Let's go. Hands in the air, it's a brand new year. Ain't you tired of the tears and living in fear? I promise you, we about to go up and stay there. If you come to party, let me hear you say
hell yeah.
From the dance floor to the lobby, we gon' take it back to the party.
Whoa!
Taking it back, taking it back, taking it back, taking it back, taking it back.
This is Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
Representing the all.
Yeah.
WWBCC.
And we rocking with the Wild Ones Radio.
Grand
Body.
Grand Body.
Smith and
Wesson, that's 50-50.
This for the
city.
50
triggers.
Notorious.
Bomber drop.
Raps alumni, cats run by when the rap is gunfire. Raps tell lies, rappers cap till someone dies, someone cries, someone's son won't see the sunrise. Hip hop, a half a century, half man, half amazing, I'm a different breed. Conduct a symphony, fuck niggas, no sympathy. I ain't come to take shots, homie, I'm emptying. Laundromat flow, wash them up, rinsing them. Guard rap, Mortal Kombat, finish them.
Fatality.
Yeah, my epiphany, I gave you my all, now wait
they
for infinity.
They must have thought I was joking when I said I leave the mic broken. Wires on fire and the booth smoking. These balls hitting like they hollow tips. That's cause the pen writing like it got a switch. Word, anything moving is getting hit. Boom! Oh, you crying now, but you just talking slick. Do I sound mad or speaking with aggression? They like, yo, is that text from Smith and Wesson? I got these young and old cats turning heads. Like, oh shit, you heard what he just said. It's 3 decades of the real. Since recording the real, from real to real. Yeah, I slept on my delivery and conditioning. Put in more road work than tires, that's for Michelin. It's disgusting. Yeah, I'm so ungrateful. When at my dinner table, always made a place for you. But I get it, you trying to get some motion. You just a stream that can't flow with the ocean. Ocean, cause these waters are uncharted. My niggas cold-hearted, fuck up shit like they retarded.
50 years, 50 niggas, keep the G-Unit, got that cookie business. Smith and Wesson, that's 50-50, this for the city. 50 triggers, notorious, respect the biggie. 50 years, 50 niggas. Smith and Wesson, that's 50-50, this for the city. Smith and Wesson, that's 50-50, this for the city. 50 triggers, notorious, respect the biggie.
Your titties are too small to be fucking with a chick from the veil with big balls, no
balls. Legal! Drop your gun!
When I come down, everybody can't be a soldier.
Somebody in the
money.
Your titties are too small to be fucking with a chick from the veil with big balls, no balls. Call me Bernadette, yes. When you see me, you can take it as a threat. I'm just loyal to my set, yes. You want a birth from Sean P? Fuck your lawyer, bitch, you gotta see me. I was raised as a G, so what we talking here? I don't hear shit, so maybe there's a snitch in here. Too smart to stay around when the gun pop. No, you not gully, but you soft when your gun drop. Call me Bernadette, I'm the one get your girl mop. See, I don't start trouble, finish your whole block. Listen, I'm a beast, I'm the female, shut it up. Think shit is sweet, one call, we be running up. We running up, BK vet, it's a pleasure to meet ya. Beat ya to a boat, then I give you the beat, y'all.
Yeah, these niggas front and act famous. When them shots ring, they all nameless. When they shoot back, they shoot aimless. Tell them fuck is you talking about, that's a different language. These niggas front and act famous. When them shots ring, they all nameless. When they shoot back, they shoot aimless. Tell them fuck is you talking about, that's a different language.
There's 6 million ways to die, choose one. Bernadette gonna come with some things that's no fun. If I slap a couple niggas around and take guns, I don't know what to do with myself, I go numb. I got no idea, no ID, no cares. You talk shit, I can snap right here. I'm the same old chick from a long time time ago. The same old chick of the back slap your hoe. Everybody got something to say, but won't say it. I can say what I want every day. That old gay try to take me for granted. My boy, I sling round. It seems you forgot how a real one gets down. I see things that you don't see. I got eyes in the street, bitch, and you ain't me. Can't let that funny shit slide and let that be. It's the principle of street code, and that's key. This is BK.
Yeah, these niggas front and act famous. When them shots ring, they all nameless. When they shoot back, they shoot aimless. Tell them fuck is you talking about, that's a different language. These niggas front and act famous. When them shots ring, they all nameless. When they shoot back, they shoot aimless. Tell them fuck is you talking about, that's a different language.
No. Blood clap. Hold on. Alright, right about that straight there. Ready again.
One no sound never dead. Now go play one tune one you never hear yet. Level!
Check this out. Peace to the gods of Earth. You know who this is. You know what I'm saying? This is Dungeon Master. I rep that Dirty Klansman. I rep that Brooklyn Zoo. 10th Chamber representative in the building. You know what I do, and you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And right now, this is what's going on. The Reppin' For You hip-hop show with Grand Body P, Ani D, and Boss Lady Brick. We tell the truth and shame the devil over here. You know what I'm saying?
This is all your fucking fault. You ended my fucking life.
After everything I fucking did for you, you ain't gonna fucking talk to me. You did this to me. You ended my fucking life. And that should have blown your fucking head off. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. You fucking did this shit to me. You did this shit to me. You fucking did this. You ended my fucking life. Fuck you, bitch.
My reflection and vision and chrome glass made of plastic. Staring at a sacrifice who made it everlasting. Turned into plugs in a casket, flags draped over it. Military personnel, powder in the cabinet. Mama, I love you more than I could ever describe. The proof was me in the storm trying to
better your times. There was puddles from cooking raw, but put the weather aside. The goal was to give you more than you'd have yet to desire. They called me black boy, semi-auto mat boy. Typical statistics, you was introduced to that boy. Saw you broken hearted, pieces all on the carpet. Disappointment in droves, counting daily departed. That's just part of the bargain. Word to all the people we lost, because to give you anything, I had to leap off the cross. They say a saint is just a sinner who tried more. Intentions in my heartbeat, gun in the side door, both from pure. And that integrity you spoke of before, I understood when I was hanging from the rope of the law. Dangling from the tree of life, I put my hope in the Lord, because through this garden of Eden, there was coca galore. All the bruises on my neck, shooters in my set. The lies I had to tell to you, the truths that I regret. Keys in the crib worth more than our crib itself. Build it on your own, I just wanted to give you help. Therapeutic theory, wanted to tell you at all, but I never knew if you'd hear me. You expected a call to say this was a facade, a nightmare at the most. Then you back to work, and me greeting you here when you home. The price point of serenity could put you in a cage with the lights off with your enemies. I knew it too well, never knew you ever knew what ought to do with your shells. 37 mil involved, I'd never do it myself. I couldn't manage, I guess that's a high being a parent. Euphoria that I'll never know, so there we have it. Behind was $10 a pop, and how I had it, bought the building that they made you slave in if you ask it. So pardon my French, it was started intense. You was all my beginning, you was part of my end. Every time I saw the stairs, but round up falling again. All the shit that it was worth became a call in the wind. You let me blend, and you never broke, but you would bend. So making sure you ain't never broke was my intent. Wondered how your youngin' could juggle with his demise. My life flashed in front of my eyes like 100 times. So me wishing you death was my deepest regret. Swimming in Jack Daniels with a sea of it left. So don't find it in your heart to call me a collect. I don't deserve your attention, but no hole of this was to give you anything. And I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise, it's a promise no good. I'd give you anything. I promise I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should. Give you anything. I promise I would. A promise ain't a promise, it's a promise no good. I'd give you anything. I promise I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should. And as I'm sitting in this chair, fighting a single tear, staring at my chin on the ground like, should I care? When you was in my crib, tension all in the air. Empty in a clip with the hopes that I was there. My woman and my unborn child could have appeared. The bullets ricocheting off everything near and there. I sat back watching your soul drift in the air. Knowing you was trying to send mine up heaven's stairs. And the fear is, in spite of all of that being clear, I probably would still be the dude for you to be here. Blood of a saint spilling over, how could you dare? Auntie at the top of her lungs, but I couldn't hear. Fuck happened, unk? We were supposed to be better. You can never cut your fam to bring you closer together. It never adds, no matter how much you tuck in the pantry. I couldn't relate, cause my motto was always family. But still in all, I understand who you did it for. This is more coping with all that my intuition was. Apologies for selling you on my dreams. Round of applause for unking who we knew you to be. And to my auntie, wouldn't never let a soul harm me until you pulled away your desire. Was ungodly, a throne is desirable until it's too heavy to push in a corner. And now you gotta look back behind you. Gutted with the same knife you used to cut a key up with. Felt the residue in my back and had to bleed through it. I might have made mistakes, but never was I mistaken. Real being family reunions is heartbreaking. Pain caused more than we knew, and I respect it. But I was an angel saving you from Armageddon. Cain hunting y'all was really because of y'all. You asked me what I want in return, I want it all. Seeing you cry, but all I hear is hope. God knows my eyes low behind a pair of lopes. Feeling blue, knowing my spirit is here for you. But you crossed me, which forced me to dribble too. And Louis, you was begging for attention, said you need it, right? Now that throne you wanted on is underneath the light. Enjoy it, blood thicker until there's no more for you. I needed you to be oh so loyal, see how you made it? And to my brother Lee, for you defining what a brother be. The only branch to still cover me. Family tree started to uproot, but luckily you became the arm on that Voltron. Lucky me, forever indebted in and out of the bank. The only one to truly believe in the mind of a saint. Owe you forever, for everything that I tried to add. If you go first, tell God that I got the task. Give you anything, I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise, if a promise no good. I'd give you anything, said I promised I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should. Give you anything, and I promised I would. Promise ain't a promise, if a promise no good. I'd give you anything, shit, I promised I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should. Give you anything.
See, right, it's a god. Any man that give me the prize for the studio, boom. UK on the check-in, Grand Body P, repping for you hip-hop show. Y'all got to check him out. Let me tell you about Grand Body P and his show. His show is dope and amazing. And what I love about it is, see, when y'all think that hip-hop is dead, it's not. When you got people like Grand Body P from the Reppin' For You hip-hop show, you're going to see that hip-hop is still alive and thriving.
It's another exclusive, only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Hey, hey, BDFIR Network, it is the best I'm showing. Ooh, oh my God, I can't start it like that. No. I've got expected returning special guests, you know what I mean? I've got new guests in the building, so I have to explain this right. I'm back in business, and I'm sure you are, man. You know what I mean? We in super villain status right now. It's the best I'm showing worldwide radio. Why I deal with my next Grand Body P? Acknowledge me. Say it to me. That's how it's going, man. That's how the thing sits. You know what I mean? Hey, got special guests in the building. You know what I mean? 80 generations, stand up. You know what I mean? The main head honchos are surprisingly late. Either they're late or they're pulling a sickie. One of the two. But that's all right. Artists, you know how the thing says already. MikeDog36@gmail.com. MikeDog36@gmail.com. No crap. No mumble rap. We don't do that over here. Don't be a tragedy. I've got a returning special guest in the building. 80 generations. What up, brother? Iris. Back on the show. What's good?
What up,
brother? Good, brother. Iris, what happened to you, man? Hey. Hey, welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Hey, just chilling.
Yeah. Last time you was on the show, I think it was August.
Yeah.
If my memory serves me correctly. And, man, you impressed the hell out of me.
I appreciate it, brother. I'm excited to see the other members that we got from ADG in the building, you know. But I had to come back. I had a fun time last show, so I want to make sure I made an appearance again. Got to see everybody again. Shout out to everybody tuning in.
Yeah, man, no doubt. I mean, thanks for taking time out, coming back through. I know we got a lot to talk about. Let's move on to our next special guest in the building. You know what I mean? And boy, this is a first for Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show, because that's the title, Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. But today we're repping for EDM. Acknowledge the man called Cheetah. What's good, brother?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you for having me.
I love working with the hip hop community
and stuff. And
that's part of my thing in EDM, is I like to work with multiple genres and
stuff and make sure that
I'm keeping it, you know,
new and
fresh for everybody, because a lot of EDM is just repetitive, you know, and I think that there needs to be more genres incorporated.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Cheetah, I hope you can educate me on this, because big shout outs to Wild One Radio, because I know they deal with a lot of EDM. I think Rerocks might be doing the same thing. What's that, sorry?
Yeah, I was on World Dance Radio. I actually have my whole mix album did on there on my SoundCloud too.
Alright, cool. So for all those who get down with the EDM, you know what I mean, we're going to get into how they can find all that music. You see me? Alright. Next up in the building, the lady called Shara Crow. Don't let the hood on her head fool you. Okay? It's not raining out there, is it, Shara?
Hey, we've had some different weather. We had snow this past week, but it's been nice and sunny. Nice and sunny today.
Nice and sunny. So, let me ask you this, Shara. How do you explain the hood? Talk to me about the hood. Obviously, I'm World One Radio. Y'all can't see it. Rerocks, you can't see it. BDSIR Network, you can't see it. But explain to me the hood right now.
Well, I don't know. Some of the state, I would say, they're slowly transitioning into a different city. And then some of it, you know, it's been the older city marks for a while. And it's just been that way for a while. All
right.
But I live in DTC area, so it's pretty nice over here.
Okay, nice. Well, to that Shara, I say this, You want to keep hold on to that weather, man, unless you want to swap with the UK weather, which is dull and gloomy. You know what I mean? That's how it is right now. Anyhow, enough of all that, man. Enough of all that. We're turning to the show for like the 75th time. Acknowledge them, Sharana, Crossman Vera, aka Stavros. Welcome back. Can you hear me? What's happening out there? What's going on?
I think they are AFK right now.
Away from keyboard. Away from keyboard. Away from keyboard. We don't do that over here. Oh, I've seen them in the... Ah, they're connected to the audio. I've seen them in the shadows, though. While they're setting up, you know what I mean? Hey, these things happen. You know what I mean? These things happen. Usually they're early, but I don't know what's going on here. Who shall I start with? I'm going to start with you, Cheetah. You know what I mean? How you got involved in the music business, man? And you're going to have to educate me on this whole EDM thing, because I know nothing. I know nothing about EDM, okay? I've heard of it. But I have no idea what it is. I'm a hip-hop head. Educate me, man. You're on the Epic Few Hip-Hop Show. Let's go.
So my style of music, I'm more in the dubstep realm, but I also work with, like, house and stuff. But basically, I like to genre blend. I like to blend a bunch of genres.
Metal, rap, dubstep,
funk, even throw some country in there sometimes. It's just, like, throw it all and mix it all together with electronic.
And because I feel like with dubstep,
it has the power to
blend
all those genres together. And I mean, house music does too, but with dubstep, I feel like it's a little bit more effective because
it blends together
more seamless
because of
how random it all is,
and all the sounds and stuff. And right
now, it's headed towards a crazy direction in sound design and stuff, and it's getting really exciting
over the years.
It took a long time for me to get where I'm at now. I actually hitchhiked 35 cities in the very beginning and stuff.
I'm just grateful to be where I'm at today. Doing what I do.
Beautiful. Beautiful. When did all this start for you then? Like, when did this passion begin? Where did it all come from?
Well, I started on piano when I was like 12. But then I got really passionate about music and I joined, and then I was also like in school bands as well. But like I joined like a metal band and then that all fell apart because our drummer joined the military. And then I decided to just like hitchhike and just travel the world as a street performer. And then I started street performing at like the age of
like 17
and actually left state at 18 and just went and as many places as I could go with it. Until I found somewhere where I fit in at, you know, and I ended up just in Boulder, Colorado. We have two folks over here,
and I'm a DJ now. It's a lot different. I wasn't like a DJ when I was a street performer.
Right.
I was like,
he's like acoustic guitar and sing and stuff. But
now I'm totally like a different artist.
I've changed all my sounds and stuff.
I would say this is like the third or fourth time I've changed my whole sound.
Whole artist name and everything.
Hey, whoa, hold up. You changed your artist name. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I kept it online though. All my other like music and stuff, I've kept it online. But like,
if I feel like it's time to
change, it's time to change.
And I think I'm going to stick with
DJing now though, because it's working out for me.
But for a while, just trying out different genres of
music, and then ended up with DJing.
So that's okay. So this is your primarily. Okay then, cool. So how did you get involved in 80 Generations?
I actually met them at Cross and Shawana. I met them at one of my first
actual DJing gigs that I actually ever had.
And we actually was a pretty decent-sized crowd, and
they were just like, who is this guy?
And then,
like,
we all just like hit it off, and
next thing you know, we
have songs coming out together. We're here,
man. That's what it's about, man. 80 Generations has always been like about that, you know, incorporating like different sounds. One second, have we got them back in the I believe Cross and Sharana have sorted themselves out now.
Yeah, I saw Cross just a second ago.
Y'all here now?
Yeah, we're here.
How you doing, brother?
Fantastic. It's been awesome. Pete has been on their road to a lot of shit. I'm very, very proud of where we are right now.
You've assembled a team right now. I see the team. The full team is here.
I'm telling you, this is the majority of. I think we're only missing like one or two people. But yeah, this is my squad. These are my people.
Man, that's the squad, man. So, Juan, so Stavros, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. Last time you was on the show, you talked about four different projects that were coming out roughly at the same time, right? So now you've assembled a team. Is there going to be like a future total conglomerate album, a group album coming on top, like a group project? Is that something in the pipeline right now?
Okay, so I'm not going to toot my horn, but here's the genius part of what we did.
Right.
So we released Sidekicks and Supervillains, which was the collaboration album. That was kind of your chance to really hear a lot of people with the company and their, you know, what they could do, their styles, all that. And then now what we're doing is we're doing all of our group projects and our solo projects. So we got Eyeless's album coming out, which is going to run the same way that the Wu Assassin is coming out.
Right.
Then we have the Dreamers, which is coming out with One Lovely Night here in about a month or two.
Whoa! Hold on. I hate to cut you like that, so forgive me. The Dreamers. Who are the Dreamers?
Me and the wonderful and amazing Shawana.
Right, so you've got an official name now, The Dreamers.
Yeah.
Right, so that's...
Dreamers with a Z.
With a Z. That's how I've got to acknowledge you two now, yeah? The Dreamers. I like that. That's what...
Do nothing but dream and catch those dreams, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I like the sound of that. The Dreamers. So we've got the Dreamers in the building. They've got an official name, man. I like that. That's cool. Continue on, Stavros, anyway. Continue on. I promise I won't put you.
On top of that, Cheetah's working on... Me and Cheetah have a new solo song coming out with Ritz. It's just... Oh, my God. The Wu Assassin's album, you gotta just... This is one of the things I think I'm really, really proud of. It is the One Lovely Night and Assassination Attempt. I've really put a lot of my styles and been eclectic to my partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Eyeless have gone back and forth. Man, Eyeless is sick, but you gotta, like, bring it when Eyeless gets on that shit. That motherfucker goes.
You're like, damn.
You know what, Eyeless, Eyeless has already gave me the warning shot before we started recording this interview, you see me? He already gave me the warning shot, and I better be prepared, because last time I was not prepared. Remember what happened last time? Last time I had to come out of the room because I was not prepared for what I was about to hear. You know what I mean?
Good. No. And I mean, I'll let them take over from here. They can tell you kind of what their projects are, who we've been doing work with.
Oh, ADG, real quick, Dreamers.
Oh, right. I will say this. I'm as proud as a father with his son.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And they made me better. You know, because of where they are and them constantly bringing up the map, they made me better. So I had to step it up just as much as they had to step it up, you know? And now, it shows. We have, what's the word I'm looking for? Proof, I guess.
Confirmation.
There we go.
Right.
We have a confirmation of where we're going and that we're in the right direction because of America's Got Talent. And America's Got Talent said they want fucking any generation. So fucking any generation is going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one more. We have one more round to do, and that's in front of the actual judges. And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, win, lose, or draw, we know that we had enough skill to make it to that point. And so now, me and my team are going to make it to a whole other team.
Boy! America have talent. Who would have thought it, man? Holy smokes, who would have thought that? I want to talk a little bit more about that a little later on. But right now, I want to turn my attention to Shara Crow. You know what I mean? She seems really excited about what's about to happen and what she wants to talk about. So bring it to me, Shara. What's your story?
Well, I've been in the hip-hop and R&B game for about 18 years, and I have been making different strides. I've done hip-hop and R&B, and now I'm slowly transitioning into a new genre, pop. So a lot of the newer music that you guys hear will be some hip-hop, some R&B, but definitely focusing on the pop genre.
Okay.
So I'm excited for my fans to hear that, and I've got a lot of great things dropping soon. Amazing, amazing engineer. Want to give him a shout out real quick, Pat Anthony and Switchboard Studios. If you want your stuff to sound professional and fully mixed and mastered, go to him. It is pricey, but it's worth it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So I'm excited.
So yeah, man. So you should be, man. So you should be. I've heard your music, Shara, and I will say this, man. It's like, holy smokes! You know what I mean? You let's say you was on The Voice. You heard of the show The Voice? Does The Voice come out? Okay.
I have heard. Yeah.
So as this said to you then, that you've got one of those deceiving voices where it you would never think it would have come from you.
Thank you. Very humbled by that compliment. Thank you.
Have people ever approached you and said that?
Yes, they have. I've gotten compared to different people like Amanda Perez because I rap and I sing.
Wow.
And I actually got a shout out from her like this last year. And she told me, she said, you know what, I want to thank you for just being authentically you. Because she did hear about me to different people, but got connected with her, and maybe who knows, maybe in the future we might be doing something, depending on her producers and my management, of course, my wonderful team. I definitely have a different sound. My voice is going through new voice vocal changes.
Yeah.
And that's been awesome. And I don't smoke or anything, so that's been super great.
Very good.
Vocals and they hit certain notes. Yeah, I'm excited.
Very good. You said you don't, I did hear right, didn't I, that you don't smoke?
No, I do not. Yeah, you heard that right. Yeah.
Good. Good, fantastic, man. Fantastic. Keep that up, man. Never touch a cigarette in your life or anything like that. No?
Well, I have, you know, back when I wasn't really taking music very seriously, and
yeah.
I was, you know, just enjoying, like, in my 20s and stuff, and then I was like, man, I gotta get serious, and back in the gym, and definitely working on the fitness, meditation, and no smoking, no drinking. I've actually been sober for 4 years, almost 5 years now, and it's working out great for me. I love it.
Brilliant. Shara, I will say this about the 80 generations. You know what I mean? Every time they've been on the show, you know what I mean? You guys, you'll vouch for this, won't you? Every time you've been on the show, you've told me a remarkable story about, like, quitting certain things or overcoming certain obstacles as pertains to health and things like that. You know what I mean? And that makes me proud. Shawana was she was born with cancer last time I checked, and walked it out as a baby, you know what I mean, and still here like 43 years later, you know what I mean. Eyeless, you overcame something as well, I believe. Refresh my memory,
I'll be 3 years clean from meth and heroin in 10 days. Three years. So like that was my big deal. Right now, dude, I'm getting ready to take over my family glass company. So like next month it'll be official. I'll be the owner of the LLC. So I got other stuff behind the scenes going on that are fucking kind of taking my time, you know what I mean? But yeah, you gotta set goals and get them, bro. Like the only way you can like be happy in this life is if you're making goals and you're actually getting to them, you know what I mean? Otherwise,
yeah,
you know, stuck in a fucking cycle, bro. Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. Cheetah, what are the obstacles that you've overcome, like health-wise?
Well, I also like to share. I used to be a cigarette smoker, but I quit. It'll be
about like a year and like 3 months or so.
And I've quit drugs about like 2 years ago. It's going on 3. And one of the biggest obstacles I've faced is like homelessness. I was homeless for 8 years.
I was chasing my dreams, and I did it
on purpose because I grew up in a very small town. There's not really a lot
going on. I grew up in a southern town, too, so to make it
worse.
So I just, you know, I decided it was time to leave. You know, I wasn't going to make it anywhere out there.
What I really wanted to do was music,
and
I'm glad I'm here.
Wow, that's what's up, man. You know what I mean? A bunch of people who overcome health issues, man. You know what I mean? So, Stavros, let me ask you this. When do I join the 80 generations? I quit drinking 11 years ago.
Real talk. I need an inside person over there that can get us some shows and that I can keep our radio playing. Can you do that?
Ooh, that would be dope.
That would be awesome. I'd love that.
Nah.
Just like I was isn't allowed to rap on the show. No,
I can only, you know, I'm out here in the UK. I can. All I can do is play my part. Yeah, I can play my part, man. You know what I mean? You've shown me love over the years. I can only show love back the only way I know how. You know what I mean? So that's what's up, man. And another quick question going out to Cheetah and Shara. Now you're in the 80 generations. When do you get your masks?
Alright
then, that's different.
She's already there.
That's different, man. That's different.
I'm already here.
Like a change.
I got the glasses too.
Oh my god, you guys are funny. I can answer that a little bit. I don't require, it's a style thing. We all have, you know, different styles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it. I want them to feel as free as possible.
Yeah, mom.
And especially on, I all my team, I want them to feel like they can just fucking bam with music. Like, just sit up in the room, hit that mic, and not be stopped by anything else.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't gotta wear the mask. They're good.
Let's say, I mean, you know, if they
want to
make it a thing, I mean,
you know,
man, we can talk about that, but...
Talk
about the
robot
Cheetah
mask.
That would be so...
I can
do it.
Nah, it's all good, man. It's all good. You don't need a mask if you don't want one. You know what I mean? Because... No, real talk, man, because Eilis, Shawana, and Stavros, they've told me their stories as to why, you know what I mean, they don't just wear a mask for the sake of wearing one, there's actually a backstory to it, you know what I mean, so, yeah, man, so it's all good, man, it's all good, I like the movement, though, man, I like the movement, I like everything that you've got going on right now, You know what I mean? It's literally different chambers. Now the age generations have really got something for everybody. I mean, Charlotte is surprising. She says, you know, she come from the hip hop realm as well, which I didn't actually know. You know what I mean? That was something new right there. But I'm gonna say this to you guys right now, right? Hitting a halfway point, we're gonna get into a track of your choosing. Now this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good. What you were gonna go for? Now don't all come at me at once.
See No Evil,
Rebel 6. Alright, we're running with that one, man. You know what I mean? Come back, my people, because there's a special surprise for you. You know what I mean? Don't go away, man. We're running this track. We're going to come back. Salutes!
Serving you up the beat. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Never felt good, I live with evil people. Living life inside of hell, can you
claim to be with diesel. Keep your peace and feel yourself unless you're willing to touch a needle. Hear no, speak no, see no evil. My time has never felt cause I live with evil people. Living life inside of hell, can you explain to me what's evil? Keep your peace and feel yourself unless you're willing to touch the needle. Hear no, speak no, see no evil. My time has never felt cause I live with evil people. Living life inside of hell, can you explain to me what's evil? Keep your peace and feel yourself unless you're willing to touch the needle. Hear no, speak no, see no evil. My time has never felt cause I live with evil people. Living life inside of hell, can you explain to me what's evil? Keep your peace and feel yourself unless you're willing to touch the needle.
Few hip hop show, you know how the team sex. You know what I mean? Big things are always happening for these guys. This time to turn it up a notch. You know what I mean? New music coming and America have talent. The second over. No.
We told you.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did that. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna go through each and every one of you individually and speak about your individual projects real quick. Let me start with you, Cheetah, right? Because you interest me the most. You know what I mean? EDM, I know nothing about. However, you have this thing about the Sahara. Have I got that right?
It's got like a jungle kind of sound to it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so, alright then, two-part question. What made you go down that route? And number two, you've done a lot of traveling. Have you been to the Sahara, or is it somewhere you'd love to go?
So, the idea came up with, the whole Cheetah name came up when, basically, I was traveling. It was at a time when I was homeless. I have two apartments now, though. But, it was at a time when I was homeless, and this girl we were staying with, she was really nice at first, and she even gave me this cheetah print fur coat. It was nice, and then she flipped out on us the next day out of nowhere and thought we trashed her house, but in reality, she trashed her own house.
What?
And then, I think she did some drugs or something, but long story short, like, she kicked us out, and then I kept the fur coat, and then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna call my DJ name Cheetah.
What?
And that's where the name actually came from. And then the threes are because my birthday is March 3rd, so 3-3. And then...
Wait, whoa, stop. Your birthday is this weekend?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Cheetah! Is that why I can see all the lights in the background? Because you're in celebration mode right now?
This is our second place. We're still furnishing it, but yeah, it's starting to come together.
Oh, snap! Nah, man, happy birthday, brother, man! Damn!
Thanks.
Such timing and... It's books here! You know what I mean? 80 generations come on the show. We happen to celebrate Cheetah's birth. Cheetah, I wish you told me before. You know what I mean? Okay, Cheetah, here's what's going to happen now. You know what I mean? Worldwide Radio, you're going to flip your lid. That Ready For You Hip Hop Show is going to play a track of Cheetah's at the end of this show, okay? Yeah, Steady.
Awesome.
We're going EDM for the first time, okay? You know what I mean? It's like, Cheetah, at the end of this, I'm going to ask you what track you want to play. Is that all right with you, sir?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
The same goes for you, Shara Crow. You okay with that?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Because what's going to happen is, it's you two are our guests that's debuted. You've never been on the show before, you know what I mean? And how this show works is we allow our guests to select what tune they want playing on the show. Since you two haven't been on the show before, that's what's going to happen. I'm playing a track from Cheetah. I'm going to play a track from Shara Crow, and then Eilis told me off the grid he's got a surprise for me. And I better be, like I said, but the door, it's not even closed right now. I've got to get ready to go through it just in case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta get ready. Oh, man.
Word. Absolutely, man. Right, Shara, you mentioned earlier, because... So my suspicions about you were correct, because I've been looking upon your website and reading upon you and stuff. And it did look like that you get down with the whole meditating. So I was gonna ask, you know what I mean, is it yoga that you do?
Yes, I do healing yoga, only the healing yoga.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I've been doing healing yoga for over 20 years, I would
Ooh,
say.
Oh, wow, for real?
Yeah, and meditation as well. It helps with mental health. I have anxiety.
Right.
And I've got some depression, so it helps. And it helps with music. And it gives me, the universe just gives me my verses, my hooks. And I can pretty much freestyle too as well. Like, it's a blessing. And of course I write. I write a lot of my stuff nowadays, but I was known as a freestyle queen when I was like first coming out with hip hop back in 2015 and 2016. I went by Shara the Real. I had an artist name change because I reinvented myself.
Right.
And I wanted to just be involved Shara Crow. So, here I am.
Wow, 2015 you came in. Okay then, Shara. Let me ask you this. Influences in terms of hip-hop. This is a few hip-hop shows, so I want to know about your hip-hop influences. Shara, what, who are those?
Oh my gosh, there's a long list. Okay, so I would definitely say Tupac for sure. Tupac Shakur. Definitely,
yeah.
Biggie. Definitely Nas. Definitely Wu-Tang. And definitely, Bone and Harmony.
Wow.
Missy Elliott for the female. Cannot forget Missy and Queen Latifah. Lauryn Hill. DeBrat. Definitely DeBrat, for sure.
Hot sauce and no fried.
Oh shit.
Because here what now? Because before you answer, right?
All the juggalos listening are like, who's going chicken up in
street? Who's going chicken? You're going to want your fried chicken, right? You're going to want your fried chicken. And you know what else? I'll tell you something else. You're going to want your main store, right, to have Eyeless serving, you know what I mean, on drive-thru. Eyeless, you know where I'm going, right? Just like you did in your last job, yeah. because you told me that your boss woman, your boss lady or boss man, I can't remember too well, didn't like the way you were serving the customers, even though she was making a bomb, she was making revenue at that drive-thru, at that McDonald's or wherever it was he was working.
Yeah, when they were all mad at me for rapping at him.
Yeah. So imagine now, right, you do a commercial for fried chicken and the 80 generations hot sauce. Right, and you do the rap, rap in your own way. Plus, when people come check for you at the drive-thru, and you're still doing it the right way, guess what? 80 generations are gonna make a bomb, and then you know what's gonna happen? That boss woman or boss man that was mad at you last time, they're gonna go out of business. That's what's gonna happen.
Right. I fucking love you, bro. Absolutely.
Get on!
There he is, Ross.
We're about to take over. Ladies Union is about to take over the world.
For some of that merchandise, like, what do you want to sweat? What do you want to sweat over?
You gotta do it, man.
Hold up, y'all. I'll be right back.
No problem, no man, no problem. Because I'm gonna turn my attention to Shawana right now. You know what I mean? We've got the hot sauce. We've got all these great stuff coming out, right? Shawana, I hear there's an update on your book. Sometimes I think maybe you shouldn't talk about it. Or you can, and I just won't tell Oni D. I'm not going to tell her anything because she's not here. She's not here for you to say the news. You know what I mean? Because she's not here, she doesn't deserve to know. So what's the
thing? Give her a great update because I actually have begun my book. It's just like I said, it's called Keep You Crazy in Check.
Is that what the book's called?
You know, it's kind of a, as you say, work in progress. And, you know, it's definitely about, you know, a lot of my life and how I've dealt with my mental health. And, you know, having been a therapist, and, that's right, I'm a therapist again.
Therapist.
So I do that, too. it talks about, you know, my life, the academic piece. So, like, you know, I'm talking about research. I'm talking about the people that I've worked with. So, you know, individual stories. The transition into entertainment from that place, and the mental health issues that I go through, and the things that I have seen in other artists, and the things that I want to do, or am doing with mental health in the hip hop community, as a licensed professional counselor with 20 plus years in the business. And so, you know, I'm real serious. This is one of my very serious soapboxes. You know, our mental health system in this country is broke. And I could go on and on and on and on about that.
True.
So I'm going to cut myself off. But, you know, it talks about that. You know, but, you know, so I'm real excited. And I hope that you and Ani are going to be excited to read it.
Nah. Don't tell Ani nothing. Nah. Ani D's disqualified now. She, you know what I mean? She knew you guys were coming back on the show, and she's not even here. She's got no explanation. She hasn't told me why she's not here, so therefore she doesn't need to know about the book, okay? Their own fault. No. No sympathy. Don't give me no sympathy. She knew you guys were coming back on.
Don't even tell her.
Huh? She knew you guys were coming back on. She knew from how long did you contact me? October? It was October you was asked on the show, right? October. Yeah?
Yeah.
October was asked on the show.
Yeah.
And then you requested to come back on around February, March, right? When everything's going up, when you're about to do some more shows and do your America's Got Talent and all of that. You know what I mean? There's an update to the book. She knew all that was happening. Where's she at?
Where'd you go?
I will find your ass this Sunday!
Hey, so just to let everybody know, I am here, but I cannot figure out how to turn my damn camera back on. So...
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I need to get the gear on you.
Okay,
I need
this damn camera to turn back on.
I don't know how you manage that, Eilis. I do not know how you manage that. I'm sure you'll figure it out, though, still.
I'm going to work on it while I'm sitting here, but I am here, just so everybody knows.
Right. Cool.
Bobby P, we got a huge showcase in the rock theater.
We have Godamus joining us as a headliner. He was recently signed with Strange Music and just signed with 80 Generations. So we are bringing him back into the world as a new branded person. And, you know, I'm really excited to have all of us on there. Our whole team's going to be there, you know, and it's our show. You know, we're not just jumping on somebody else's show, which, you know, is great, but it's all ours. And this theater is one that we have loved and grown with for, you know.
It's an open.
Right.
The Roxy Theater?
Before the now owners,
I guess it was still like a theater, but I mean, dude, I remember when Scum and Travis like first got control of that building back in like, what was that, like 2011?
Yeah.
Something like that. I remember seeing Psychopathic Riders like they're after the American Psycho Tour. Like that shit was wild.
Yeah.
I got my start there in 2015 and 2016.
Bro.
Yeah, that's time. That first show was probably 2015, 2016. I was going to shows there since I was a kid. You know, I was like in high school going to shows there. Yeah.
That's
Man.
That's what Tech Nine used to do, all of his shows.
Yeah.
Prior to Red Rocks, so it was like, you know, the step right below Red Rocks.
So you lot got history out there at the Roxy Theater.
Yes, sir.
That's
like
my first home.
That's
oh, wow.
Like
my first home. Yeah, that's our home.
I'm excited to play there. It'll be my first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited for everything we have going on. You know, that's March 28th for everybody watching. The Roxy Theater, you can get tickets online or you can hit any one of us up and we can get you. We got you covered.
Tickets
in hand, like, period. Walking around. So, you know, we still do that street work. We don't play.
Now you're definitely not playing.
I figured his camera out. Go ahead, with your pants up.
Yes, he did. I just got it sorted, though, man.
Give me a 40 and I want some money.
Got it sorted. All right. final question before we close this out. Shawana, this actually goes out to you. And everyone else, you can chime in if you want to, okay? So, it's all about...
You asked about my sticker, though. Sorry.
What is that? I voted.
You voted!
Very important.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's okay. So people, that's not the big one. I don't even know who's trying to run for president this year, but there is actually a proper president thing going on this year, isn't there?
Unless Trump goes to prison, it'll be Trump and Biden.
It'll be Trump. Yeah, bar none. Unless he goes to prison before that.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I swear to God, I hope it doesn't, because Biden is a horrible That old man is gonna fucking destroy this country.
We can get into that another time for damn.
Okay, so it's not quite Shawana, it's not quite the final question. So you voted, so it's a different election. I'm just trying to look at it good and proper. I know you did try to.
Yeah, it's the primary. So before we do the final vote in November.
Oh, okay.
If you're a Democrat or a Republican, then you vote for which one your party wants to put up for the final vote.
Okay.
So, you know. Republicans are basically, without question, putting Trump up there. And right now, it's looking like Biden's going to be up there. And people have a lot of opinions about that.
Okay.
He don't even know where he's at half the time.
He's just trying to die in peace.
He's a baby sniffer. He's all, oh, is that your little girl?
Colorado Park was actually real.
Yeah.
You know, like The Simpsons.
Yeah. I was on a little mini tour with Twisted, and we were heading over the mountain range to the Grand Junction, and driving there, we were going through South Park, and we're going. I'm going by 120 miles an hour. We're a little bit behind schedule, so I'm like, trying to get there. And we get down right into South Park, got pulled over. And what's the cop's name in the show South
Park?
Bob
Brady.
Yeah, my fucking phone came up, and they're clowning this cop like,
no way!
I don't want to go to jail today!
Oh, man! I did not know. I thought it was like The Simpsons, where Springfield is... Is it The Simpsons where Springfield's kind of fictional?
It's Springfield.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what it was. Wow. See, what it was,
Sharana. I actually have an appointment. I'm about to bounce out. I'm going to hit that. You guys keep going. Let me know how things are. And I love you.
Love you.
All right, salutes. We ain't got long anyway, you know what I mean? We ain't got long still, you know what I mean? I just wanted to close it out real quick. I was gonna ask Shawana, because I found it quite amusing, this whole America Got Talent thing going on. I see you there promoting it, and you want to get to the next stage and be successful, right?
Yes.
Here's my question to you, and that is this: do you like Drake?
I feel like we got this conversation.
Hey, I'll tell you what, bitch. You ain't even got to be in the fucking front row to see that motherfucker sing. You shouldn't have the fucking nosebleed seats. Come on, motherfucker.
I'll answer the question. I love you, Eilis. I like him sometimes in other people's music.
Right.
So
okay.
To be honest, like, I can't even put it that on the artist. It ain't the artist's job to do it.
they should have had more security for that. With that many people in the bucket, now he should have stopped the show. He shouldn't have kept going. If he seen
that's
it, like,
I'm talking about.
He should have stopped
that's
right there and been like, hey, help that motherfucker out.
You have a microphone, you know? Say,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
something's going on up here. People are getting hurt. We're stopping
yeah
the show.
That was
fun. You know?
We do it all the time.
Good gosh.
You know what's good, crazy? I've been to a billion freaking heavy metal shows, like hardcore rap shows, yada yada, and we're moshing, you know? Like, I'm having an ill bill, bro. It's like, you
right
know, mosh pits the whole time. Like, motherfuckers are throwing hands and shit. You didn't, like,
a lot
nobody
of it is
died.
It's like
being in a rap show. Nobody died at these shows, so it's beyond me
right
how it can escalate to the point where somebody's getting mad. That's crazy, bro.
I have a mosh pit story. I was in one of the mosh pits, and when this girl, she looked at me, and she was like, what are you doing? You're pretty. And she pushed me out, and I spun around. But, I got saved, though, because they were going crazy. And this was in Colorado Springs, back when I toured with Bodie and them.
Ooh,
man.
Cool. I lost my shirt in a mosh pit one time. And it was in a bit, it was Suicide Boys. Suicide Boys that came to Denver. And I was in the middle of the thing, all of a sudden, boom, I see both my, one shoe go that way, I found somebody else's shoes on the ground and end up wearing those the rest of the show.
Oh, damn!
Were they two left feet?
One was a female shoe, and I know that. I actually found the girl whose shoe I was wearing later on and gave her her shoe back, but it was all stretched out. She, like, looked at it and was like, I had you do to my shoe. I was like, I'm sorry. My feet are bigger than yours, and I needed protection.
What?
We all the Bullet Death at Warped Tour. There was a Bullet Death, and I was in front of it, and I was, like, young and ballsy at the time, and I straight up, I did a cartwheel in it, and I'm so glad I landed, because it got rough after that, like, I fell down after I landed. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I used to go to the You've been in the mosh pit?
Oh, yeah, I've been in a ton. But not a body count one, but I've been in a Slayer pit, I've been in a Metallica pit, a Linkin Park pit, I've been in a...
Lincoln Park.
Yeah, this is my favorite band.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
I would say the hardest pit I've ever been in is a band called The Chariot. They had everybody get on stage and mosh too, and then like the guitar player like jumped in the crowd with his guitar. It was like moshing with his guitar. It was insane.
Whoa!
RA is a rugged man. Shit like that at this show that I performed at one time. RA had like everybody. He was like, everybody get on stage. Been on, and then he yelled at everybody, and he was like, no, I want everybody, fuck these speakers, fuck this equipment, start fucking pushing, and this motherfucker's rapping his verse while everybody's shoving into him and shit. It was wild, bro.
Do y'all remember when Whitney Payton stage dived, and we had to hold her feet up, and the drunk dude dropped her, and me and Cross had to grab her. I had one thigh, and Cross had to push her up by her back. Oh my gosh, that's how I met Whitney Payton, bro. That's how I met her. I caught her in the mosh pit, bro. She was singing at the stage to be lifted up in by the stage.
Yeah.
You mosh. That's what I
want
to know.
Yes, I have, but nowhere clean, not even close to violent or crazy as you guys. I will say this, you know what I mean? I will say this, because I actually did mention this on a few shows a couple of weeks ago at the round table in Canary Wharf, that I was at Inspector Deck show, right? Inspector Deck was performing live. Now, Inspector Deck, when he came on the stage, he came off, she came straight off the stage. He performed in the crowd through the whole set, right? But what I was not prepared for, I've got to keep in mind now, Inspector Deck, when I went to see him live, it was 2010. The House of the Flying Daggers by Raekwon. You know that tune? The House of the Flying Daggers by Raekwon?
Yeah.
Right. So he performed that. Yeah. It was only him. Keep in mind, it's only him there, you know, solo. Everyone was mosh pitting around him. Girls were fluttering in the air. But he was in the middle, and it was like we protected him at the same time. You know what I mean? He did not get touched at all. He was performing this whole thing while everyone was fighting around him. Females in the air, and Inspector Deck, not one piece of flesh hit his head. Nothing. It was crazy.
That's
it was
that's
wild, y'all.
Right there.
BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. This has been a wild one, people. You know what I mean? No pun intended, man. Grab Body P alongside the Age of Generations, man. You know what I mean? Man, you guys always got stories from me, man, and everything, man. But we've got to close it out. But we're going to do it slightly differently. Before we even do that, to the Mankar Cheetah. Because it's your birthday season right now. What track of yours are we going to play on the show right now?
Okay, so this one is off of my new album. I'm also a producer, not just a DJ. And I produced this new album. It just came out this year, this song in particular. I worked a while on it. It was just when I had just quit cigarettes. And I was really trying to find something to do to put the edge off, you know, and find something else to do at the difficult times. And then I really went so hard on the song, like producing and like adding different sounds and stuff. And I came up with something that I feel like resembles the sound of like my project, Cheetah Project. So the song I want is The Sahara.
The Sahara. Alright, cool. I mean, imagine the EDM cats coming to my, you know, I mean, they're coming to listening to my show, you know, and I mean, I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Salute. on to you, Shara Crow. What tune of yours are we going to play following that?
I feel like we should play Let This Go. That's one of my newest.
What? Let It Go?
Let This Go.
Right, okay. If I remember correctly, I think that might be one of my favorites from you, if I remember correctly. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to run that one. Nice, nice, nice. So, we got those two. You know what I mean? This is how we're closing it out. But not before. Eyeless has been waiting for this for quite a long time.
Just real quick before I take off, I got to get back to work, too. Thank you. Thank you, brother, for having me back on. It's always a pleasure. I'm looking forward to coming back in the future. I would like to point out that DJ Stavros and Shawana made a track called Won't Look Down featuring DJ Wiz and the B-Nuts. I would love for that track to get played if we can. But I did write you something and put something together for you specifically before we got here today. My solo album, the self-titled Eyeless album, is going to be coming out this summer, so I hope everybody's on the lookout for that. All the tracks were made after I got off of dope, so it's something different from the last couple albums, and looking forward to it. But before I'm out of here, I just wanted to say, and here with Grant Body P and my family, Nady G, you're tuning into the Coalition, that's worldwide, the killer B, a killer, killer be killed, there ain't a killer like me, dissect and reassemble the sentence, I just be high on that killer tree, I won't touch it if there's a fee, god damn it, I spoke for free, whether we're White Widow or Maui Wowie, a purple cushion, a sour D, I'm on the roll in Pueblo all the way to the 303, Grant Body P in the building, everybody, let me hear you say, Nady G.
Jesus Christ!
Shout out,
y'all.
Much love.
Thank you
for inviting me, man. We'll
catch up soon.
Later.
You know what I mean? Yes, that's all what's right. Up, man. Big up to the man called Eyeless, man. You know what I mean? Showing a brother love like that, man. That's how it's running. Thank you so much for coming on the show, man. You know what I mean? And best of luck to you all with all your ventures, all the America's Got Talent, the Roxy Theatre, you know what I mean? All of that stuff. You know what I mean? I hope you do well in everything that you're doing. You know what I mean? Keep pushing on.
In June, I've got brand new singles dropping too, so I can't wait for y'all to hear Love Bit Me. And the next one is also called The Chosen One off of My Evolution, which is my next solo project. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Indeed. It's over! Salute! Until the next Repping for You Hip Hop Show. I ain't taking it for a long time, man. You know what I mean? It's time for my big piece of chicken. I need my supermarket because I'm these guys exhaust me, man. These guys exhaust me.
I need
that protein. I need that hot sauce. I need that John Witherspoon sauce.
I got the hot sauce.
All right,
Grandbody. We'll see you next time.
All right. Salute. We out.
Salute.
Damon, and you are listening to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in Wild One Radio with Grant Body P and Kip.
Wu-Tang style.
It's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Greetings, Aluper Dam listeners. It's a dancehall cream when Nick Stout. You tuned in to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show with Grant Body P and Oni P. Let's go.
Now here it is!
give me the five for the two, you fool.
Getting where you fit in, just sit in the champion match. See if it's really here. People say they go and play the game with this scrimmage in. Don't know what they're standing in. Classing in, but listening. We're stepping to the building. They like, please, not him again. I'll never win again. Gotta commit and stand again. You claiming that you right, but in my eyes, you ain't shit to him. Respect my practice. I get this when you act this. You like Jehovah's Witness, man. Doing everything backwards. Just that you say backwards just proves that you're illiterate. I gotta come with a shittier flow, man. Even if I took a shit on it, keep the room alone, man. I spit it up on my bro, man. Look at everything I've accomplished. I've done it on my own, man. That's why I get respect here, dude. So let them stand, but no matter what I do, man, I won't look down. I couldn't cough up all the blood that they were asking me for. They took my love, they took my baby, yet they're asking for more. How could you close the mouths of beauty, yet you're breaking my back? You're also praying to my God, but you won't give me no slack. I'm taking over by the rage and the injustice it leaves. You're calling me a criminal, and yet I stand on my knees. You're also crying as I'm looking up and down at the light. You wanna give me some more, you gotta give me the fight. You tried to break up my soul, and tried to ruin my back. And so you told me I'm gone, I straight told you you whack. But I fuck Jesus Christ when I was breaking up in the sea. You straight up kept the demon out when I was trying to be me. But what's the demon taking from me and still asking me for? I gave him up and now he's back at the door. Get him, man.
Wise man, there is no one left. Minneapolis. Acknowledge me.